You are now getting involved here with the Chop Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Chop Sports Podcast here on a feel-good Friday. I mean, it might not be a feel-good Friday, but it is June the 11th, 2021. Sturch and Gooch, Production Pete's getting a haircut, so he's not here. Bum.
Yeah, back to our roots.
Just me and you, bro. Just me and you. But I said this before, and I said it might not be a feel-good Friday. Last night, Chop Sports softball drops two. We're now 6-6 on the year with two games to go and a doubleheader next week against Ben Wexler's team, who, in fact, hit me up last night, and he said, you better record it because there's going to be a lot of shit talking, and I've been prepping my team and pepping my team up and yada, yada, yada. I don't care. I don't care if you prep your team. I don't care how good you guys are doing. They're 6-5. Wow. What is that?
I'm bruised and battered, bro.
I'm seeing this. That was from last night?
Yeah. I have like six bruises.
Wow. That's not doing well. Nice little battle scar. Yeah. But yeah.
I got called out on that play. Worthless.
First game, we get shellack a doodle doo. And but the second game, I do give our team some credit. We definitely, you know, played a little better. Lost in a co-ed softball team, 6-4, a low score for a softball game, I think.
You could probably see how pissed I still am about
I think me and you are the same people when it comes to being competitive. I did tell you in pre that, like, the last time I had I was the captain of a softball team, you know, a lot of stuff, you know, came to a close because I was too competitive. And, my best friend who was playing on the team, Tommy, yeah, one of my best friends, he was playing on the team. He's more competitive than maybe both of us combined. Like, anger to the point where he wants to murder you on the field. But I guess that's kind of like how we were feeling last night. There was just too much joking around going on when we're competitive, yeah. Right? I mean, it's in our blood.
I want to fight their left fielder. I'm not going to lie.
Straight up. So left fielder of the Tadpoles, if you're hearing this, come get the smoke from Gooch. But listen, again, two more games to go, then the playoffs. I don't know how they're going to work the playoffs. I had an actual conversation with Ben last night, just talking softball. Not like, first of all, and Bobby made mention of this yesterday, our pitcher. He said, you really don't want to admit to being a good softball player. That kind of means, like, I can't do the rest, but I can still play softball. You know what I mean? You're kind of conceding to the sports gods by saying, I'm a good softball player. There's too many guys, and I've seen this last night. I played right center, abysmal right center last night. But then I played some catcher, too. So I get a good look at some of these guys. And, like, some of the – I don't know, man. Me, I go up there. I'm a little, like, I'm loose, and I just swing, and I play. You know, same thing with you. Same thing with basically our team. There's too many guys that walk up there that, like, do the sign of the cross. Sign of the cross before. Or they do, like, initials to somebody in the dirt. Or I'm like, bro, where are you?
That team was really good, and it bothered me to the point where, like, they're shooting the box. You know that team is
that
too
made
good.
Me a little mad.
That team is too good to be shooting the box. They understand what they're doing. They've got guys that are waiting to the last second and golfing balls into the outfield. That team was really good.
They're spot hitting every. No matter where we played people, they were finding. I mean, there was a couple heat missiles hit your way, my way. There was a couple times where I'm just like, this is definitely my ball. But Gooch is right there, and I know he can make the play. So let me bow.
The last
out of this
second,
one.
I was like, I got it.
There was. The one you're totally called late, but I was like, I heard as soon as that ball was cracked up in the air, I heard a lot of people from the infield talk, somebody call it. And then it's the last second I heard your voice. Got it. You know, very, very subtle.
I think that was also the inning that I'm surprised you haven't mentioned this, where I got sniped.
Sniped.
Running back into the dugout.
Oh, my God. I looked at your family who was in attendance again. And I said, nobody got that on video. Nobody. Like, that would have been the greatest.
But
you were running and the turf monster got you.
It definitely did. Or and if we go back and play at that field, I fully expect a sports tape chalk line of me laying on the ground.
But not for nothing. You did it so gracefully.
Bro, exactly. I was going to say, if there was anybody else on our team fell that way, it would have been a fucking shit show. Because I fell. I did a forward roll and stood up. If you didn't actually see me fall.
It was almost as if you did it on purpose. Like, you were, like, motivated.
I didn't.
I know.
Yeah, I just gave out.
Yeah.
So, that's that dead leg, bro. I'm telling
shout
you.
Shout out to another dead leg individual, our third baseman, Chris. Big Papa Chris Romano, almost blowing his goddamn quad out, rounding third. He's hurt. But he tells us via the chat, according to sources, ESPN, MLB.com, like all the websites, that he is going to pull a TO and play next week on one leg.
Is quad the new word for vag now? I thought he blew his vag out.
We were saying that a couple of times. And dude, listen, he's not one. I've known the kid a long time. He's not one to kind of like fluff an injury. If he popped it, he popped it. So we'll see. Hopefully it's not a pop. Hopefully it's a cramp. The next inning, I went out to the outfield. I was like, I hope it's a cramp. He couldn't even walk like the rest of the game. So yeah, we're down Jimmy Palumbo.
Definitely blew a tire.
We're down Palumbo. We're down Romano possibly next week. You know, we are down Joe D yesterday. So a couple guys weren't there. Not saying that the pivotal pieces to the team, but you know, you string a couple wins together like we did. You know, you want that squad there. But I digress. The soft open is a softball recap. So anyway, we'll talk about the Yankees. Unfortunately, blowing one in the ninth. The Nets, they're human. We'll get into that if they finally lose a game. Also, we have something that we definitely want to launch eventually. I'm not saying eventually. We have a date that we want to do it. Our boy Nick Calhoun. Gotta give props where props due. He answered the call when it came to, hey, we need a graphic designer to bring our vision to life. And he did. And, you know, a couple revisions. It's very nice that we can go back and forth and talk to a human being rather than somebody in Pakistan or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the Fiverr route works, but it's just a lot.
Fiverr gave us our original logo. So not the animation, but the Chop Sports logo. Fiverr did that. But now we wanted something to represent us, one logo to represent us. And every good sports team needs a mascot. And I think our sports network needs a mascot. So we came up with something that we want to reveal. So we're excited about that.
DD.
Yeah, I think we're going to go with DD as the name. We'll figure that out. We'll keep looking at him. We'll see what kind of jumps out. We got to kind of study that. But yeah, so we got that going on for us. Our partnership with Raw Printing, which is Steve Wolf, our boy over there. He's going to be helping us out with some t-shirts. I'm actually wearing one of the t-shirts. We're not on camera right now, but you're wearing the Gucci Gang Packers t-shirt that he created for you. He also made my Dallas Cowboys media member t-shirt. So shout out to him, and he's going to be helping us out get this brand out there because a lot of people are actually kind of asking, like, yo, what's up with the store? And I'm like, listen, stay tuned because we got a lot of cool ideas, and Gucci has been really, you know, busting his ass as far as trying to get some of these funny phrases and, you know, all sorts of good shit. So with that. Also, last night we made a very big executive decision in the world of fantasy football. That was a big one. We are in a keeper league with Scott Rosen, who's a former sponsor of the show. He provided some of the tables and the charcuterie boards that still remain in our storage closet, which, by the way, Scott, come get these goddamn things because somebody won. I believe it was a family member. So it's like, they got to be wanting it, right? It was a Mother's Day thing.
I'm about to just give it to my mom and be like, Mom, here you go. I won this.
Happy Mother's Day. Give it to your dad for Father's Day. I'm sure he wants a cutting board.
He actually does. Yeah, he's a pussy.
All right. Hey, Dad, by the way, Mr. Gucci. So, yeah, the executive decision was to make a selection. We had the first selection and a keeper. We're an expansion team, so already we're at a disadvantage. Everybody's got their keepers already. They get to keep three guys. We get to select three guys of the guys that aren't kept. Who's there? Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, who's in the news today because he finally broke his silence. And revealing
that the hack Schefter actually broke fake news, apparently, because again, he said he never requested a trade. Now, there's ESPN trying to finesse the verbiage. His agent said he would accept a trade, so he didn't request a trade.
I guess he's got a no-trade clause.
Basically, non-news creating a stupid situation in Seattle for no reason, which at least Russ put it to bed. I wish Rodgers would put it to bed.
Julio Jones looks clean. We got some NFL on. Julio Jones looks clean in that number two Titans jersey. But yeah, Russell Wilson's our quarterback. That's my quarterback, and we'll see how we go.
And just for some context, it's not like we just took Russ as our first keeper. We get to keep Russ for the next three seasons as the 13th round pick. So that's why.
Right. Yeah. Gooch is very experienced. He is the fantasy warlord known as Gucci, but he knows more about this keeper stuff than I do. I've never played in the keeper league. So it's exciting for me because it's new, but I also don't know what the hell I'm doing. So when you told me like why we would go with Russ over a XYZ, this is why. You know, you don't lose anything other than a 13th round pick. Russell
and like
Wilson's
you're league. Taking Russ in the 13th round every single time if he's there, even if you have a quarterback already, you're probably still going to take Russ 13.
And we do have the third overall pick in the draft, being the expansion team. So we might wind up with a decent little start, you know, before the draft even happens. But fantasy football's on our way. We got to get a fantasy blog or something like that, or a fantasy podcast going.
Well, no, I'm
going
to do...
Oh, fantasy segment. Yeah, we talked about this.
What I'm going to do is just, we're going to have our daily show, but on Tuesdays or Fridays, I'm also going to do a preview for the week on setting your lineups. And then on Tuesdays, I will also do a, you know, free agent acquisition
like
thing,
waiver wire
special. And we'll just release that over the Chop Sports Podcast Network.
I love it.
And we'll go there because it's going to be a seasonal thing anyway. So right. I don't want to start a whole feed
for
a show that's going to end in when football season's over.
Yeah,
so.
Because you know what? Some of these guys, they talk fantasy all year long. And yeah. I'm just like, how do you do
and,
that?
And trust me when I tell you, I am a fucking fantasy football warlord.
I'm excited. I'm excited about the content. I'm excited about this team.
The only thing is I ban anybody that's in any league with me from the fucking thing because it's going to show my hand. And that's the one problem that I've always had.
Yeah, wow.
Because like if I'm in a league and I'm like, oh, pick up this guy.
You're kind of giving it all away.
I'm kind of giving it all away, but you know what?
For free. Yeah. Some people actually charge for this shit.
So but. I guess I'll have to... Maybe I'll be lying, you know? Maybe I'm giving like, the bad weatherman.
Get like, Tua.
If you watch
it's
the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where Larry David sees the weatherman on the golf course the day after he predicted rain. So he's like, are you fucking predicting rain so no one else goes and you get the free course?
Wow.
So I could kind of pull the weatherman. The weatherman trick in fantasy football free agent advice coming your way.
Show, dude. I have never gotten to Curb. My dad was into Curb. I know a lot of people into Curb, and I'm the only one, like, schmuck who's, like, watched a couple episodes, and then I have
schmuck. That's a seldom used word in Curb, because it's a Jewish comedy, so he's like, ah, you schmuck.
Oh, all right, so, well, there you go.
Right down your street.
I did that on my own. But, so last night, I get home from softball, I had no intent on going out, because I was just angry, you know, just came home, ate some, chips, like, just really punished myself, you know what I mean, like, son of a bitch. I'm so mad we lost. So the Yankees, I get to do the picture in picture. I'm watching the Yankee game and I'm watching the Nets. We'll talk about the Nets in a minute. But the Yankee game, you know, they're winning the entire game. Look, this is three straight games that they've had double-digit hits. So they're hitting. They're finally hitting. Everybody's hitting. Maybe it's the Twins. You know, you kind of got to throw that in there that, as a caveat, but they're hitting. And yeah. We're excited about it, but... Now, Chapman comes in there, Mr. Automatic, and like Ruco is sitting there, you know, just totally fluffing him when he comes in. Like he's had a fantastic season.
Oh, by the way, how pleasant is it that Ruco's in the booth right now?
He's done all three Minnesota
Amazing.
Games, and I'm loving it.
Wherever Michael K is, just stay there.
Do you know that Miguel Andujar made another play yesterday? I think it was a diving. Oh no, he shot down. A laser beam throw.
Oh, he's got a hose.
Yeah, he's got a laser beam throw from the wall to second base on one hop and got him out, right? Ryan Ruco, going into break, goes, he used to read Word Up magazine! And I'm just like, wow! Like,
beautiful.
You would never hear that out of Michael K. And like all the young heads are probably like, wow! You know, he's so white! You know what I'm saying? But it was a good refreshing call.
Love that.
Yeah, I loved it too.
I didn't actually watch the game yesterday because I was fucking being miserable.
Yeah, well,
and
you
know. I did follow through the updates on my phone, and I laid down thinking the Yankees won.
Chapman comes in. Our good friend Donaldson takes him Yardsky on a fastball, high fastball, bro. I don't know what it was about his velocity. He was only hitting mid-90s.
Oh man, I didn't know it was Donaldson.
Donaldson first.
Sick. I didn't know. I knew I woke up in a really shitty mood today, and that was.
Donaldson hits the game-tying home run, right there. Two-run shot, game-tying home run, and then the two-run winner by Victor Cruz. What the hell's his name? Guy looks like Victor
Nelson
Cruz.
Nelson Cruz?
Nelson Cruz.
It sounds like Victor Cruz. It's Nelson Cruz, or is it Jorge Polanco?
No, it was Cruz.
All right. Because
he's got pop, so you knew that was happening.
Did Donaldson pimp his home run at all?
I didn't really notice it. No, not really.
Just because he's a pussy.
That's exactly what he is. You know, myself and Gooch are both getting a little older. One of the first things to go is your vision. Thank goodness for our hookup over at Absolute Eyewear in Woodbridge, New Jersey, right on Main Street next to the train station. They have glasses for all ages, all budgets. They have safety glasses, sports glasses. They are a full-service powerhouse offering eye exams and even free lenses for the kids. They work with BCBS, AAA, AARP, giving massive discounts. They're open 5 days a week, closed on Wednesdays and Sundays. Call 732-326-3937 to get your first pair of Ray-Ban, Burberry, Coach, Polo, you name it, they got it. Go see Craig and Janine right now.
You win 2 out of 3. That's the goal. But when you could sweep a team, of course,
go sweep a team. You don't ever want to lose. But the object is to win series, and they did that even going into yesterday. They had that series in hand. But now, oddly enough, and this is just a weird, I don't know how the schedule played out, but they have a Friday night off. They don't even play tonight. And they have a two-game stint with the Phillies, Saturday and Sunday. So I don't know. I don't know how the schedule plays, but it's our old pal Joe Girardi, and that should be fun.
And my boy Didi.
And your boy Didi. Yeah, it's a return to home for a couple. I don't even know. Is this a game in Philly? I have to look. But in any event, it's Didi Gregorius, and it's Joe Girardi returning to play the Yankees.
All right, are we going to talk Mets at all? Because I have one thing to say about
yes,
the Mets.
Yes, we are going to talk Mets, only for the sole purpose of I thought they were playing last night and they were off. So, but they open up a big series in which I won't say a goddamn word this time because it's the Padres, and I'm thinking like, oh, last time I said they were in for a world of hurting, and the Padres, they split that series, so now they're going to play them again.
And they showed some resiliency because they were down, I believe, the first two games.
Right, and tonight, I mean, you ask for a pitching matchup from heaven.
I'm here to talk a little bit of shit, though. I don't want to cut you off, but...
Jacob DeGrom, Blake Snell.
What? Why is everybody fucking touting Blake... what's this guy's name? Kevin Pillar as some fucking... war hero all of a sudden because he used the same bat
that he was
bleeding. Like, that's so tough. No, that's the whole look at me culture that I fucking hate. That's the why I don't like J.J. Watt. That's why I don't, you know, like, wipe your fucking bat off, dude. Clean your bat.
I mean, I'm on a different fence. Exactly. I think Pillar was like, well, I was like, nah,
stop.
I was like,
oh my God, this fucking pussy. Get over yourself. We all know that you were bleeding, dude. Clean your bat. It'd be like wearing the same jersey. You're right. Shut up.
Imagine like, well, we got you a new jersey. No, I want to use this one.
Shut up.
All right. Well, I've hated Pillar my entire, rooting interest.
And I will say,
he's a Blue Jay, right? That's where he came from.
If a Yankee player did that, I'm going to say the same thing. So
would you?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. Clean your fucking jersey. Clean your bat. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Actually cares.
All right. Well, hey, listen. Again, tonight they got the. Blake Snell and Jacob DeGrom, in which I believe they're allowing 25,000 fans into Citi Field tonight, which is the highest they'll ever have. So the place will be rocking. Great matchup. Ibby from Till Mets Do Us Part. If you haven't listened to this week's podcast, make sure you listen to that.
I believe I'm shitting on Ibby's post with that because it might even been in his group, which is why I didn't fucking talk shit because I'm pretty sure it was in Till Mets Do Us Part, and I wasn't going to be the guy in the Mets fan group to be like, oh, you know he's a pussy for that, right?
Wow. And he's now, and you know, like, here, ready? Incoming text in 3, 2, 1. Here it comes, you know? As soon as he hears this, he's like, son of a bitch. But he's actually going tonight. So that's actually pretty cool.
Oh, cool.
He's going back to Citi Field. First time since the pandemic and all that.
I thought you were talking about JR's, but.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So if you're hearing the sound of our voices, good call. If you're hearing the sound of our voices tonight, which this will be released, obviously, around noon, tonight, if you're not doing anything, be sure to check out JR's Pub in Ford's. I know I'm in attendance, and I'm going to spread the word and spread the good word of Chop Sports. A lot of people are going. I put, what savages are we going to see there? And like 25 people liked it. So I'm assuming it's going to be a nice little crowd. The last time we went to JR's, we got shifted with the whole, like, you need reservations. And people were like sneaking people in. It was like a weird thing. But tonight, all the gloves are off. And don't check out 3rd of July, as it's Joe LaCorey, our third baseman / left fielder / multi. He's just an amazing, he's like an amazing athlete, which is like crazy. You know, like he's all obviously older than both of us.
Yeah, he's a year older than me. I think he just hit that.
And he's fantastic. 40. He's a fantastic baller. Like he can ball and he can sing. So he's the lead singer. Dr. Sean Basinger, who was actually coming by the office today.
Ladies and gentlemen, he was also the captain of his high school football team.
Like Polk High style.
So he's like, he's just it.
He is it. Wow. Yeah. And he's got, you know what? It's not just him. It's like a lineage.
Yeah.
His sister's a juggernaut athlete, another brother. He's got two other brothers. He's like that family is unbelievable. You know who might actually be there tonight? And I'm sad if you're not going to be there, but if for whatever reason you are, which I know you're probably not, but the Grassos.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah. So they said something about being there. I know, like, there's going to be a lot of people. So
maybe Hawaii Michael make an appearance all the way from Maui.
Can you imagine?
He had all the Chop Sports
he
there.
He did buy tickets to the Hall of Fame game. So not Hall of Fame game.
He,
the said, Hall of Fame
he actually sent me a text yesterday.
Oh, did he say wrong text?
No.
Oh, okay,
he sent me a text. I'm going to read it right now.
Some weird thing.
He said, is that a come fight me edited out of today's podcast? LOL. And I was like, I don't know. I didn't edit anything, but did I?
I didn't say it. I didn't.
Who was? I'm curious for the context, and I listened back to the whole episode, and I was like, where would it have been? So Mike, text me with that answer, because I know you're going to listen. Me? Come fight me. Who was I saying that to? I don't know, but maybe
we were talking a little UFC at the end. Was it yesterday's episode?
Was it preemptive about number 11, the left fielder on the softball team that we're going to play that night?
Premeditated murder. But yeah, no, man, I don't know. That's weird.
But anyway, we keep going off topic.
That's all
whatever.
Right.
It's Friday.
JR, yeah, feel we're trying to get back in a better mood.
And I didn't watch sports yesterday, so I have nothing to offer besides fucking.
You are officially Gucci box score today. Like, you saw the box score.
Yeah, besides that, Kevin Pillar is a pussy. And I clearly said the word pussy like 11 times today, but chose to use the word vag on Chris Romano.
I've been saying that word way too much. Not in my own home, because it's the last thing I need my little daughter to start saying, because she's saying enough. She said she was a hot mess yesterday, which I'm like, well, where do you get this crap? Anyway, on to the NBA, where we found out last night that the Nets are indeed not a machine. They are a man.
And guess
much
what?
Like Drago.
I said it. I'm not going to pat myself on the back.
No, you said this is the game they're going
to
win.
But as a long-time Nets fan, I noticed when they're about to have a letdown. And, you know, I've been saying Nets, Nets, Nets all year. I've been touting Kyrie and KD. But until I see my boy Jim Harden do anything in the postseason or in this series specifically.
Well, he's not even playing.
He doesn't get the he's not no longer James Harden. He's Jim Harden. We need you to suit up, buddy. Come on, us Nets fans have been dying for this championship for a long time.
Chop Sports, big advocates for those Brooklyn Nets. We've been fans forever.
I gotta fucking admit, my brother gave me that joke. He was like, yo, you should start calling him Jim Harden until he suits up this series.
Well,
so hopefully I delivered it.
You know who calls him Jim Harden?
Who?
Rosenberg.
Oh, fuck you, Carl, because I'm going to read this text. Ready?
He calls him Jim Harden.
All right.
And
now here,
I got to give it where I hear it.
That's why I'm happy you did, because, you know, as real as it gets, bro. I'm as real as it gets. All right.
So what's the text say?
He said, you should start calling him Jim Harden. I said, that's actually pretty good. And I said, has anybody else ever said that to you? Or have you heard that before on the radio?
He said, right? No.
Who said that first? Anyone? He's like, who? What? I said, the Jim Harden thing. He said, no. When Dave said James J. Harden, I thought about it. I was like, well, okay, then I'll use it.
Yeah.
Because I am covering my tracks and hoping that I'm not fucking being a dirtbag and stealing shit.
No, you didn't listen. I've heard it. I'm not saying, like, you're saying.
And it's somebody that I don't fuck with.
Yeah,
so exactly. It's like, I'll never use that.
Which is weird. I thought, like, that would be, like, your type of guy, Rosenberg.
Eh.
Because, I mean, you're into the hip-hop and you're into sports and he's into both.
Particularly, I don't like him. Due to the hip hop thing, and
you don't think he's any good?
No, fuck him. Okay. Although there is I think he put out like some weird mixtape that is Flaming Hot Cheetos right now.
But, really, yeah. Flaming Hot Cheetos. That's a new one for me. I'm gonna have to put that in the bank.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the Nets, they not only lose, bro, 86-83. Talk about nobody scoring. I think both teams were shooting under 40% from the field. Can we talk about our boy, Mr. Nike warm up, Joe Harris himself, 1 for 11 from the field. 1 for 11. What's even more impressive is that Giannis and Chris Middleton scored all the points.
It's kind of impressive that he even got 11 shots
right
on that team.
Speaking of getting a shot for no reason, why the hell is Bruce Bobby Brown taking that last layup when they need a bucket? And you got a Kyrie Irving and a Kevin Durant on your team. You let this guy drive to the rack and do nothing.
Yeah, you haven't heard anything out of Steve Nash or anything about Steve Nash, because it's one of the easiest teams to coach maybe of all time, I guess.
That's what I said about Eric Spoelstra when he started with the Heat.
Well, I love Spoelstra.
I know
and
you
I
do.
Actually do like Nash. That's the only thing about the Nets that I... Actually, no, wait. I'm a huge Nets fan. No, but seriously, Steve Nash, I do think he's doing a good job with that team.
Yeah, I mean, look, again... Not the hardest
outside
assignment.
Of that.
Not the hardest assignment to win games with a roster like that, but obviously they've had a hard time. So game four from Milwaukee is Sunday at 3:00. It's funny, Nick Schein said it on Facebook last night that the NBA hit the give us more games button, like a panic button, like don't sweep them, we need more ratings and television. Nick, game four was going to happen regardless. So just so you know. That's not the case. So I was the first. Listen, I had my thumb hovering over post with a long Brooklyn as soon as they lost. I wanted to be that guy for a second. I don't typically like to be that guy, but as a Knicks fan, a real Knicks fan, you know, you celebrate these things.
I saw the post of just asking for a friend, which I fucking, that phrase is starting to get on
asking
my nerves.
For a friend.
Yeah, asking for it's a friend. Lame. And yeah, like, you know what else is starting to bother me? Like the lowercase capital letter, lowercase capital letter.
But do you know what that sounds like?
I do.
Oh, do
I
you?
Do. I do.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've done it.
Like
I've typed that way.
For then, people, but for people that don't know, like if you say like the Knicks are good, right? But if you capitalize, lowercase capitalize, it's the Knicks are good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what that is from. And Ray has already called me out plenty of times, said, stop talking like that. Don't ever type like that.
I think that the subtle, like, you know, no emotion emoji, the one with the just straight mouth, like that's my go-to.
That
it's like you
funny.
Get my point when I just am like stale-faced emoji. But I don't even know why I brought that up, honestly. What were we talking about?
We're talking about the fact that Nick Schein and my Brooklyn post. So that's why you're like,
Yeah, I saw the post where it was like asking for a friend, just how many games is it going to take the Nets to sweep this series?
That's my it's boy
pretty,
Josh.
Pretty funny. That was
wow,
solid. That
like
was
somebody,
solid.
Somebody actually said, like, what is this guy even talking about? And then, like, now
it's
that
like,
you said it out loud.
How do you not see the subtle jab there?
Josh,
it's also,
good job.
It's like, come on, guys. You don't get it. You don't get that shit. That bothers me when there's. Nobody,
I didn't understand. I was like, what
the Dave,
are you talking about?
Go to your fucking room.
I'm sorry. I didn't get it. Until you said it out loud just now, I didn't understand what the hell he was talking about.
Asking for a friend.
That's so much
and
better.
If he didn't say asking for a friend, then I apologize because I just kind of did shit on him for that. Even
you
though
did.
It was a great post.
It was like
post.
A back-ended, like, yeah. Nice job, bro. But anyway, game four Sunday. Tonight, my boy, Ice Trae Young, back on the court against Joel Embiid and the 76ers for game three. And, of course, the Suns and Nuggets also game three. In what did I say? You're looking at me like
no, I thought of a Trae Young meme, too, that I want to bring up.
What is that? What is it, dude? What is it?
It was another one. This is also from Hawaii, Mike. Damn, he's got to be the meme guy. I talked to you about that.
Well,
I'm going
to talk to Bobby Fitz about that because he's going to be very upset.
Well, we need two meme guys.
What
I'm saying actually
send me memes.
Send me memes. Bobby's in a relationship now.
Is he? Like,
yeah.
Oh,
so
there's that. There you have it.
But it was a picture of the Crypt Keeper. Does anybody know Tales from the Crypt?
Yep.
And it's the Crypt Keeper, and it's a picture of him, and it just says, underneath it says Trae Young sitting here waiting for Knicks fans to stop making memes about him. Bald as fuck, all fucking dead.
With the strings, hairs, and shit. Oh my God, that's amazing. Oh boy. Suns Nuggets game three in Denver. Suns up 2-0. Gooch, the procrastinator.
I've been picking the NBA pretty good.
Yeah, who wins this game tonight?
Was that?
And that's probably not the right word.
Prognosticator?
There it is. Boom. So,
here for you, buddy.
Yeah, of course. Suns Nuggets.
I say the Nuggets get this one.
Okay. They got
MVP,
the talent to do it, but
you know,
the Suns are flying high.
The Suns are really good, but like I said, going into the altitude, coming from Phoenix, we'll see. Phoenix is really good, but I like game three is a very pivotal game, and then if you drop it at home, it's series over, so I expect the Nuggets to really show up.
Okay. We'll see. But yeah, that'll about do it for today. Just so you guys know, iTunes has been absolutely dragging ass right now. We're trying to get the I'm Your Football Team podcast up and rolling. They are on Spotify, so if you want to check those guys out, very, very funny show. A little edgy for you know the common fan with not a good sense of humor, so I wouldn't recommend it. But also, Squeaky Bum Time podcast, shout out to those guys because they've been putting in work, and I'm very excited about the future of that podcast because they're doing a lot of extracurriculars to try to get more people engaged and involved, doing a contest when the Euros start tonight.
And if there's anybody that's out there that's looking to get on a podcast or start a podcast and you wonder, like, what kind of effort and commitment it takes, look at those guys because they're on episode 70 and, you know, we're not going to talk about their numbers, 76, but we're two times a week. And in the very beginning, you know, like you run into what we've run into where it's like, are we even doing this for any, you know, like you kind of had that self doubt and it takes a stick-to-itiveness and to constantly keep building. And they got the Facebook group going and now they're talking to big companies about potentially, you know, helping out with they got this pool that they're starting. Everybody should get, I'm not a soccer guy, but I'm excited about what they're doing.
Yes.
And I appreciate what they're doing because, you know, it shows. In their numbers shows.
Yeah, it's a good look for the network. It's a good look for everybody at Chop Sports. So shout out to Mark and
Laurent. It's
Laurent?
Mike.
Wow,
Mike. It's a Salerno and Laurent.
I just talked to my boy Mark 5 seconds ago before we started recording. My fault.
You could edit that.
It's whatever. Mike and Laurent, they've been doing a fantastic job. Also, just dropped yesterday, Till Mets Do Us Part, with John Sapanaro and Matt Ibanez, not Ibanez. Ibanez, go check those guys out. Another group that's really kind of coming on with their Facebook group. I mean,
yeah, maybe, I guess, maybe shut I guess up. Now I now that I said that I have to like talk no, no, good no, about everybody,
no,
right?
No, not necessarily. No, you could no, definitely I'm kidding.
Say Ibby's a legend already.
You could definitely say that the Jimmy Palumbo show doesn't get enough press because they have a social media guy that just stinks. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding, Wooden Spoon.
I don't think he listens to us.
No, but. Well, then there you go. It doesn't matter then. Then screw you. But no, Jimmy Palumbo drops on Tuesdays, our Comedy Tuesdays. Joe Matarese was here yesterday. That was fun. Took up a lot of our time. But hey, listen, it was fun. You know, I got my voice on his podcast.
Yeah, it was good. It was good to finally actually meet Joe in person. He's a good dude.
Oh, that's right. That's your first time, too. Oh, okay. So I'm sitting there, like, I'm walking in, and I'm just like, oh, it's the first time I'm ever meeting this guy. And that's actually, you've talked to him for literally calendar days, if you add up all the hours, and you finally got to meet him. So that was cool. So that's Pretender to Contender. Be sure to check that podcast out as well. It drops every Tuesday. And that's really it.
No,
man.
No. We got a big, big card this weekend in the UFC.
You guys, you guys will recap it on Sunday.
And it'll release on Monday. But we also have the Pro Fight League that took place last night. It was Clarissa Shields had her MMA debut. We'll talk about how that went down. And I think Kayla Harrison fought, but I got to double check. And she's like arguably, you know, the biggest threat to Amanda Nunes. So there's a lot of good things in MMA coming up this week, which I'm excited about. And me and Tommy D will break all that down and look for that on Monday.
I finally got to listen to the Colby Covington interview where he's like, it's him and that Asian girl. I forget. I don't know her name. Is that the one you're referring
Angela,
to?
Angela, yeah.
Man, I love Colby. I met Colby. He's a funny dude. And before all this, like, Make America Great Again shit, shtick that he started, he was like a humble dude, just real cool. I feel like he's got to stop, like, rehearsing lines because he's just, like Marty Juiceman, like, funny. But again, I love him. Still love him. We'll shoot him a text this weekend. You know what I mean?
It's a shtick.
I think he just needs to go out there and pop somebody, and then that'll be
but
it.
But when there's no activity, it becomes stale to
but
me.
But you know you what? Gotta not go out for there nothing. And fight. Poor guy can't catch this fight, man. Like, he wants it. According to him, Dana White said it. You're next. Here it is. Let's do it. But like, what is Usman doing? You know, like, I want more time with my family, my kid. Bullshit, dude.
That's
like,
what happens when you're the champion. And believe me, you can say what you want about guys, but when you're not a champion, but the minute that these guys get the belt, they all sing a different tune. And I it's good business. You know? Why, if you could put a fight off for 2 months and be the champion for 2 months longer, you do things, everything you do is as a UFC champion. Every appearance you make.
So he's going to milk it as long as he possibly can.
That's what it is. You see guys fight 4 times a year, 3 times a year, then they get the belt and it's 2 times a year. Yeah. He's looking at the clock.
I was just glancing. But no,
have a big meeting, so we got to kind of.
Yeah, we do. We'll wrap it up. But like I said, big card, UFC card. The Chopheads MMA podcast will drop on Monday, recapping that, all the events that transpired there. But be sure to follow us on social media, Chop Sports Network on Instagram, Chop Sports Media on Twitter. Chop Sports on. We got to get one name. I don't care what it takes. Let's talk to that Instagram guy again and be like, look, man, we'll Venmo you right now. You know what I mean? Like, give me the damn title. Give me the handle. But anyway, just search Chop Sports. You will find us everywhere. When you're on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music,
the beauty of this soon, Dave, is that we're not going to actually have to do all the plugs for everything. We're going to be able to plug our website.
Boom.
July. And then. You'll find us everything that we're doing on the website, and that's going to be a huge catalyst for all the things that we're doing.
All things going forward. So, for Sturch and Gooch, it's been a nice, solid week. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy all the festivities. Come out to JR's tonight. Have a couple drinks with myself, and then watch the Woodbridge Police Department do battle with the Woodbridge Fire / EMS in a charity hockey game on Channel 35 in Woodbridge. I know that channel is always like just running ads really forever, but they actually will be broadcasting a game. So if you're into some hockey and you want to take a break from the NHL playoffs, which obviously are boring, kidding, do that and watch us on Saturday. So with that, have a great weekend, and we'll see you guys back here on Monday.
See how good Jordan Love looked?
100%
ready. Jordan Love train coming to a station near you.